Hello and welcome. It's our number one. Our number one of the Ben Maller Show, a Benny's edition. We're going to start giving out some hardware for the Benny's this hour, including some categories not voted on. The breeze is a-blowing. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we spread the gospel coast to coast, border to border, and beyond the vast and very powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from deep inside the Magic Radio Box. Well, tonight is not your normal night on the Ben Maller Show. Now, we'll have some monologues, we'll rant and rave about the issues of the day, but this is a black tie affair. Black tie affair. We have formal gear on because it is a night different than all other nights. The Bennies. We will be giving out virtual awards to many members of the Maller Militia throughout the course of the overnight. We look forward to that. We'll get the festivities started in a few minutes on the Bennies. But our lead this hour comes from the retirement home of the NFL, specifically the future of the golden boy of the Bayou. And if you've not been paying attention, if you've not been following along, and perhaps you haven't because you have things to do and you have things that you were taking part in over the weekend. So Drew Brees, remember him? Yeah, Drew Brees does not appear to be ready to step away from the NFL. Now, why do I say that? Somebody named Todd Durkin. I don't know who that is, but apparently he's a trainer, and we are told he is Drew Brees' personal trainer. He published a video on the social media platforms over the weekend that shows Drew Brees pushing a weighted sled through a parking lot, and the caption on this extreme workout video: not sure why he's so cray-cray today, but something must be brewing. All right, close quote. Now, Brees was expected, it was a fait accompli, that he was going to retire shortly after the Saints season ended with a playoff belly-up performance against the Buccaneers. That was way back on January 17th. But despite Sean Payton coming out and saying within a week or a week and a half Drew Brees was going to have an announcement, we have had radio silence on Drew Brees as far as his announcement. And the longer he stews, the longer he hangs out there, the more the chatter picks up that there are other options in play here. So let us discuss the question: is this recent workout video something or nothing? All right, it's obviously something. We know that. We're talking about it. I've got the breakfast menu, Mythbusters, and Bystander. And we will combine all these things together, and we are going to make some birthday cake is what we're going to make. I don't know why. I just figured I'd make some birthday cake with extra frosting on top. Now, A, Drew Brees' camp, if you will, is letting it be known that a final decision has not been made. Now, it's my understanding that Brees, the video that went out, would not have been able to get out without the approval of Drew Brees. If you're training Drew Brees, you're not going to just send the video out unless Brees gives you his blessing. Just about everything is leaning towards Brees retiring, except the fact he hasn't retired. Everyone's already written the eulogy about Drew Brees as a player, but he's not ready to co-sign on that agreement. Not yet. Not ready to co-sign on that agreement. Now, Brees, obviously hesitant for whatever reason, but when he looks at the breakfast menu and he sees all the items on the breakfast menu, Brees right now is saying, I don't want the bacon. I don't want the eggs. I don't want anything else. I don't want the breakfast potatoes. I want a big plate of waffles, right? He's waffling is what he is. He wants the plate of waffles. He's torn between living the good life away from football or running it back another season. And I continue to maintain that Tom Brady and his performance for the Buccaneers is the reason why Drew Brees is in this position, right? Brees is like, wait a minute, if I'm younger than Tom Brady and Tom Brady won a Super Bowl, why not me? Why can't I be that guy? And so he doesn't want to also have that bitter taste in his mouth from those three interceptions that he tossed against Tampa in the NFC playoff game. Now, if Breeze had already decided to step aside, which everyone thought was going to happen and still may happen, why would he be working out like a monster, right? Why would he be, you know, it's one thing to work out to stay in shape. It's another thing to work out to get ready to come back and play. And you would think if you're going to retire as a professional athlete your entire life since the time you were a kid, you have to be in top physical shape to do what you do. You would say, at least for a little while, once you retired, you would lie back in a hammock and have some lemonade there and just enjoy the good life. But instead, Drew Brees is pissed off, running around like he's attempting to impress scouts to get an invite to the combine. It's insanity. All right, now part B of this. The conundrum for the Saints is obvious, is the myth versus the reality, the myth and the legend of Drew Brees as the homecoming king, right? And this is where the Mythbusters come into play, right? Because the facts are that Drew Brees hasn't been that guy in some time in the playoffs. He's played like the fellow who can't get a date to prom, not the homecoming king or queen or whatever. Without a doubt, Drew Brees has been a jag in postseason performances recently. The last four postseason games, he has just been a jag. And it's a troubling trend that has no end in sight. Now, what is my evidence? You've got both the eyeball test and the stats that back up the eyeball test. So if you go to the numbers, in the last four playoff games started by Drew Brees, New Orleans is 1-3. And it has been a rapid decline that started at the hands of Aaron Donald and the Rams. The Rams ruined Drew Brees in the 2018 NFC title game. And since that game, going forward, Drew Brees has 6 touchdowns and 5 interceptions in postseason play. His passer rating is 82.4 with a grandpa-like less than 6 yards per attempt. Can you say noodle arm? I knew you could. I knew you could. That's fettuccine Alfredo is what that is. Do not let a falling star fall on you. And those are the numbers. Those are the numbers of a falling star. And still, he continues to contemplate Brees a comeback in 2021. All right, last word on this. So would Sean Payton and the Saints have the gumption to say no to Drew Brees? Now, the reality is that Drew Brees can do whatever he wants. There is no way on God's green earth that Sean Payton, if Drew Brees wants to play, even though everyone knows Drew Brees is done, the Saints would welcome him with open arms, right? Drew Brees is the one wearing the trousers in that relationship, and they will figure out the numbers. Salary cap jail. I'm a salary cap truther. You can always move around the numbers and bonuses and whatnot to push the envelope back a little bit further. But Sean Payton is in, if you look at the relationship here, he's in a tough spot because Drew Brees has Payton in his hip pocket. And Peyton's essentially a helpless bystander in this. And while he would like to expedite the next quarterback, whether it be Jameis Winston or more likely Taysom Hill, it has been now, this is day number 43 of purgatory for New Orleans since they got trampled in the NFC playoff game against Tampa Bay. And still no word on future endeavors by Drew Brees. No word. Not sure what's going to happen, right? And when you do inventory of the Saints, and we know that Drew Brees has been the gold standard, but as in past tense, because in recent seasons, the Saints have moved off the gold standard, much like the United States did years ago. They've gone away from the gold standard, and just like FDR, they have gone to the monetary system that is backed up by gold, meaning the defense and skill players such as Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, guys like that, are the driving force to the offense. And so Drew Brees can throw those little dink and dunk passes, and that is how the offense will move, yards after catch. Yakety yak, yak. Now, we still don't believe that Drew Brees ultimately is going to come back. I'm not. I saw the video. I've heard the evidence on both sides. And I'm still leaning heavily towards the fact that Drew Brees ultimately will turn in the retirement papers. In a previous episode, we put the odds on Drew Brees' retirement at 5%, a chance of him coming back, rather, at 5%. I have not moved off that. I maintain the 5% number is right. I've not changed. Despite these recent developments, I believe ultimately cooler heads will prevail. And then the real fun will begin for New Orleans, because then we will see the hand of cards that Sean Payton has regarding whether or not he wants to go with Jameis Winston, bring him back as the starter, or go with the coach's pet, Taysom Hill. But that's where we are on the Drew Brees story at this moment. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, we'll take your phone calls here at 877-996-6369. That's 877-99 on Fox. If you would like to be part, it is the Bennies, so we will have a little bit of a different setup here. We'll take your phone calls as well. And anybody that wins a Benny is more than welcome to call if they want to give a speech, a congratulatory self, pat myself on the back speech. But we will drag you off the stage after a certain amount of time there, because the show must go on. The show must go on. But straight ahead, we will kick off the 2021 Bennies with a couple of accolades we're going to hand out. And these accolades, now most of the categories you could vote on, whether it be on the link that we sent out on social media or via Twitter. But there are some awards that we're giving out that nobody can vote on. These are staff awards. And we're going to give out a couple of those. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fly, Maller, fly, on the airwaves everywhere. Fight, Roberto, fight. Cook a sound bite, 1, 2, 3. Eddie Lowe, Cooper High, as we hear the militia cry. Fly, Maller, fly, bloviating and hornswoggled. M-A-L-L-E-R, Maller!
Philly Rob!
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
I was an old school newspaper reporter, and he had talked like this.
And live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It is a massively important night, the most important night in marginal overnight sports talk radio. This night, different than all other nights. Let's kick off the festivities. What do you say? Here we go. Strike up the band. It's a big night.
Live from Sherman Oaks, California, in the Fox Sports Radio studios. Premier Radio Networks is proud to present the 105th Annual Benny Awards. And now, here's your host for the evening, Ben Maller.
Thank you. Thank you. There's no need to applaud. No need to cheer. It's all good here. We're hanging out. We have the bow tie on. It's a black tie affair. We're giving out awards, celebrating the characters that have made this show marginal overnight sports talk radio. Now, we had you vote. We had a record number of votes this year for the Bennies. We thank you so much. Some of you stuffing the ballot, though I don't think that's supposed to be allowed. One guy in particular kept voting over and over again. I think we put the kibosh on that guy, though. But nonetheless, for those of you that voted, thank you very much. Every vote does matter. Several categories came down to just a handful of votes, but we'll get to those categories in a moment. We're going to start out the 2021 Bennies by giving out some hardware here. Now, before I give out the first awards, is everyone wearing their bow tie? Eddie, do you have your bow tie on? Are you dressed for success here?
I'm actually wearing a normal tie. I decided to go no bow tie. I'm wearing my suit with the normal tie.
All right. I have the bow tie on. There's photographic proof. I'm not lying, by the way. You might think I'm lying, but there's a photograph available on Facebook and Twitter. Or not Twitter, but Facebook and Instagram. You can check that out. Roberto, are you dressed up? You ready for this, Roberto?
Damn right, baby.
All right, Koopaloop, you got your outfit on?
I'm actually wearing Calvin Klein tonight.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, outstanding. Wonderful. All right, so now we'll begin the festivities here with some accolades that were not voted on. The first Bennies we will be giving out are categories that were not open to voting. These are special achievement categories, contributions above and beyond the Call of Duty. Now, everyone that wins a Benny will win absolutely nothing and a lifetime supply of nothing. Whenever they want nothing, they can call us up. We'll send them nothing there. And also a trip to nowhere. So that's what you get when you win on the Ben Maller Show. But you do get a couple of golden tickets, which is the currency of the show. So if you win in any of these categories, we will give you two golden tickets, which gets you to the front of the line.
Wow.
Of course, if everyone calls up at the same time with golden tickets, then you really don't go to the front of the line. But the first Benny we give out here is contribution above and beyond the Call of Duty. Now, every week for many years, we have done Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week, and it originated with a lot of Bartolo Colon fat jokes. Then we moved on from that. We've had several different punching bags over the years, but consistently in 2020, with sports shut down for such a large portion of the calendar year, the joke writers on this show turned their attention to one man and one man in particular. So, the Benny, for being the human punching bag that he was all year, goes to Weed Man Hippie. Congratulations, Weed Man Hippie. No matter how absurd the jokes got, he always had a smile and would beg for money at the same time. So congratulations, Weed Man. You are the first recipient of a Benny Award for being the human punching bag that you were on our show. Now, the second Benny we're going to give out here, back-to-back and belly-to-belly. This also a category that was not open to public voting. The staff all agreed that this moment stood out. This was inevitable. If you were a regular listener to this show, it was one of those magical nights. Magical nights on this show that needed special acclaim. What am I referring to? Now, we play a lot of dopey game shows on this program. We admit it. We're not afraid to admit that. It's a rather dubious path to go down when you do radio. And nobody else does these game shows these days other than us. We have the game shows, and most of them are pretty standard. You have some good contestants, you have some bad contestants, but every once in a while, you have a game show moment that is at the pinnacle, the summit, and we had that in 2020. I've been doing this for a long time. I've had a lot of dopey game shows. I've had different contestants, some good, some bad, some very forgettable, but this particular moment turned out to be the single greatest radio game show moment I have ever been a party to. It was the night that our friend from the Twin Cities fell asleep. The Benny for sleeping through a game show, the moment of the year on the Ben Maller Show, goes to Hollerin' James. Woo-hoo! In Minneapolis, Minnesota.
This is Hollering James's fourth Benny nomination and his first win.
All right. So congratulations, Hollering James. Hopefully you'll call in and accept your award and give a speech here. We'll demand a speech. But just an amazing night. I finally remember, you know, I usually try to forget the show, Eddie. As soon as it's over, I try to put it out of my memory. And that was one of those moments when we kept asking James, and it was depending on how loud, it depended on how loud he snored.
Oh, it was a snore or no snore?
Yeah, it was snore or no snore, and easy for me to say, but we ended up playing the whole game. He won! Didn't it come down to the final? I think it came down to the final.
It was awesome.
Question.
Yeah. I was actually hoping we were going to play it, but I guess I would love to hear it again.
Yeah, it's tremendous. But so Hollering James, congratulations. You have won a Benny Award, well-earned Benny Award for Hollering James. And also congratulations again to Weed Man Hippie, our first two winners our first two winners of Benny Awards, and we will be giving out the hardware all night in the overnight here. Multiple awards will be given out every hour, and we lead up to, for us, the crescendo, just the culmination of all of the great things that happen here, the icing on the cake, which is the Jeannie in Medford Memorial Caller of the Year on the Ben Maller Show. So exciting. Oh, my God. The drama here. The drama of all this. And we look forward to it. It's all coming your way throughout the overnight. Patrick Mahomes has won four straight games when trailing by double digits. Is that too much or not enough?
Oh, not enough.
Oh, my God, Eddie! He got it right! He has won the game! He has won the game! Fast asleep! Hollering James! This is why Marconi invented radio. Moments like this. This has become one of the great moments in show history. Yeah, it was an amazing
job,
thing.
Boys.
Yeah, it was tremendous. You ask for it, Eddie. You get what you want right there. Hollering James. Bringing home the hardware. What are the chances he actually keeps the golden tickets and doesn't just pass those on to a certain listener in Montana?
Probably the odds are about the same that Weed Man will try and somehow sell his Benny for money.
Yes. Yes. We'll see if he calls up to accept his Benny Award.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
A nice gesture from the world of golf. Sunday was the final round at the WGC Workday Championship, and a lot of the players decided to wear red in honor of Tiger Woods. Tiger would always wear red when he was going down the stretch and winning tournaments and all that kind of stuff. So Tiger, at least we think Tiger, said on his Twitter account, "It is hard to explain how touching today was when I turned on the TV and saw all the red shirts. To every golfer and every fan, you're truly helping me get through this tough time." And
chances that actually came from Tiger Woods. I'm going less than 10%. I'm going less than 10% on that.
50-50.
Nah, less than 10%.
How about, does it count if Tiger said, "Hey, send out a tweet for me"?
I think that's exactly what happened. Yeah. But I think that, you know, he didn't write that. I would be shocked if he actually wrote that.
He broke his legs, not his fingers.
He's busy doing other stuff.
I'm guessing he's heavily medicated right now, so I don't know. But
sedated? You believe sedated would be the word, yes. All right. Well, thank you for that, Eddie. We must get back to the Bennies here as we celebrate marginal overnight sports radio. And now the Maller Militia reacting to the first two Bennies handed out, and if you just turned on the radio, we're giving out the hardware here, Weed Man Hippie, Human Punching Bag, has won a Benny, and also our friend Hollerin' James for falling asleep and winning a game show. Chet in San Diego says, "Ben, may we get a list of Benny Award winners because we dum-dums don't pay attention in and out of the ear." We will consider sending that out on social media. VJ writes in, says, "Sorry, never bought the Hollerin' James snoring bit. It might have happened once, but since then, it's all fake and contrived."
Who said this?
VJ says an undeserved Benny. Says that Hollerin' James is a fake snorer. So our first controversy, Coop, and the first two awards we've given out to the Benny for Hollerin' James. Man, tough crowd.
That's ridiculous.
Now, Hollerin' James has a medical condition. He takes medication. He has issues sleeping, and he's got a snoring problem, as he's proven time and again here. How dare you question the integrity, VJ? Shame on you. Shame on you. Beast Mode Blair writes, and not the real Blair and Made, but a burner account, says, "I'm glad we got the D-list winners out of the way early. Let's get to the good categories."
Did you read Justin Cincinnati's comment about the first Benny Award?
Justin said, "Hopefully next year Weed Man's Benny will be awarded posthumously." Wow. Jeez. Tough crowd. Well, just say, Justin, you'd still be in that business if you knew which body to pick up when you were going to pick up the bodies, all right? My God. Jeez. Anyway, all right, time to give out another award. Now, one of the other things that was different about 2020 on this show is that we had a a period of time without phone, without games. We playing phone calls, but without games. In fact, if you look at the calendar, the industrial complex of sports shut down. We're coming up on the 1 year anniversary. Was Wednesday night, March 11th, was the last night there were NBA and NHL games played until July 23rd. So from March 11th, that night there were games, but March 12th all the way through July 23rd, that's when the Yankees and the Nationals and the Giants and Dodgers played baseball. But in that time, 134 days without any sporting events. And so to help fill the time on this show, what we did was a new feature. We called it the Power Hour, and we just celebrated and learned more about some of the regular people that call the show and what they're all about, what makes them tick. And we trimmed down, whittled down the Power Hours, because we did many of them, but we whittled them down to the four that stood out. And the nominees for the Benny Award, it's a bonus category, the top Power Hour of 2020 while sports were shut down. The four finalists are Blind Scott from Boston, Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario, Sean the Hood Guy in L.A., Doc Mike from Chicago. And here we go. And the winner for the top Power Hour of 2020 goes to Sean the Hood Guy. Congratulations, wow. Sean the Hood Guy.
An upset.
Yes, big upset. I expected that to go to Doc Mike or Cowboy in Windsor, but it goes instead to Sean the Hood Guy. He told us tales of the hood and whatnot, so congratulations to Sean the Hood Guy. You have won a Benny Award. Congratulations. All right, next category up is a very important category, Social Media Contributor of 2020. Now, we use all the different social media platforms. If you listen, you know that. And we try to get as many people interactive with the show, the village, if you will, here, the Maller Militia, as we possibly can. Well, Twitter is what we use mostly during the actual show. We've been very open about that. And so the four finalists, we started out with 16. We could have literally had like 50 or 60, but we started with 16 randomly selected social media users on Twitter. And the four nominees for top social media contributor are Chris in Des Moines, or as Roberto says, Des Moines, Just Josh in Cincinnati, Justin in Cincinnati, and the Aussie Guy. And those are the four nominees. And the envelope, please. And the winner for the top social media contributor of 2020 goes to Just Josh from Cincinnati, edging out Justin. Congratulations, Just Josh. So many great contributions there from Just Josh, including the lame jokes. He writes so many of those lame jokes as well. But Just Josh, the winner of the top social media contributor. So thank you for...
I believe that might be 3 years running now.
Is that right?
I believe so. I could be wrong. These guys probably know better than I do, but...
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Josh. You earned it. You, despite working multiple jobs and being a family guy and all that, you got a lot going on. You're juggling a lot, Josh, but you've been able to continue to send content into the show. We thank
well
you.
Well deserved. For
that. Absolutely well deserved. Indeed. All right. We will actually take some calls straight ahead. We'll get back to the Bennies a little bit later. We have the NBA Pick'em as well. This portion of the Ben Maller Show made possible by Farmers Insurance. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Time now for the Who Am I game. The most touchdown passes in one NFL season by a player who was then traded in the following offseason is held by me. Again, the most touchdown passes in one NFL season by a player who was then traded in the following offseason is held by me. Who M-I. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios, it's Ben Maller.
Still waiting our first acceptance speech. We've given out a few awards so far here in hour number one. The Bennies are underway. We'll have the Who Am I game and the NBA pick'em coming up momentarily. More controversy, though, among the P1s in the Maller Militia. Supermarket Steve from SoCal writes in. He says, I like Sean the Hood Guy just as much as any other man, but the Power Hour... The Power Hour that Cowboy and Windsor had was Marconi Award-winning. Next time your gremlins strike, you guys should just call up Cowboy and have him fill in. Ringing endorsement. Double O Mexican, though, says a well-deserved Benny for Sean the Hood Guy. Points out. J-Dot from Utah writes in. He says, I love how there's the award show music playing in the background. That is gangster as blank. Yes. Anthony in Anaheim writes in, says, the Bennies are not disappointing. They are not disappointing at all. Well, we don't want to disappoint anyone. All right, here's the Who Am I game. And as always, the Who Am I game is made possible by Farmers Insurance. That's right. Call Farmers today for a quote. So the most touchdown passes in one NFL season by a player who was then traded in the following offseason is held by me. Who am I? That's the question. What's the answer? Christina in Spokane is going with Ed from Spokane or Scooby-Doo. Either one of those is the answer. Beast Mode Blair says the answer is Sean the Hood Guy. Dean Winchester was guest. Who else do we have here? Page down. Brian Finley from Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan. Who? Matthew Stafford from Manic Mike. In Nashville, Tiger Lily in Michigan is going with Alex Smith as the answer. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down. Urban Meyer, guest by the Real Martin and the guys at the airport in Denver. Rusty Hilger, tossed out by Rob in Minnesota. Late night drug tester going with Sean Salisbury. Friend of the show, by the way. We had Sean. He says the morning drive in Houston on 790, our affiliate in Houston, and Sean was on the podcast a couple weeks ago. Good guy. Who else do we have? Let's see. Page down. Fran Tarkington from Wally in Florida and Kevin in Boston. They both had Fran Tarkington back-to-back. Notorious B is going with Danny Bonaducci and his peanut butter on pizza as the answer. Nick in New Hampshire checks in with Dante Culpepper as his selection. Terry says it's the Drew Brees retirement party planner. That is the correct answer. Do you have an answer there, Eddie? It is not Felix the Cat, who Jiggy guessed, or Rashan Salam, who Euro guessed.
I do have an answer, Ben. I think it's former Arizona Cardinals legend, John Skelton.
He was great. If you like interceptions and mistakes, he was wonderful. No, that is incorrect, Eddie. Bad job by you. The correct answer goes to Brett Favre. Brett Favre in 2007. Favre, he was traded from the Packers to the Jets in August of that year, but he had 28 touchdown passes his final season with Green Bay, and that is the record. Keep that in mind because Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson are both attempting to crowbar their way out of the respective cities, and Deshaun Watson in Houston had 33 touchdowns on a 4-win Texans team a year ago, and Russell Wilson 40 touchdown passes. So the point is, if either one of those guys is traded, they will have the new record. If both are traded, then Russell Wilson will have the record for the most touchdown passes in a season before they ended up being traded. But right now, for now, the record goes to Brett Favre. That is his record. And remember, we're giving out awards throughout the entire course of the overnight. If you didn't get nominated for an award or you didn't win an award and you were nominated and you're bitter and broken about it, no. You don't need to be bitter and broken about it because it's a new year. And everything that happens over this calendar year in early 2022, we will give out another crop of Benny Awards. And if you didn't get nominated or didn't win, do better. Now, there were some clear oversights.
Step your game up.
Yeah. I mean, there were some oversights. We couldn't include everybody. Terry in England was very upset. He was bitter about his not inclusion. Rob Goatman.
What does Terry think he should have been included in?
I think social media user. I think he should have been in that.
Racist.
Frank in L.A., though. Frank sends a lot of content. We didn't include him. I mean, there were a few people, but couldn't include everybody, though. We had to limit it to 16 people, so we couldn't do that. We'll give out more awards next hour. In fact, next hour, a lot of excitement for Rookie Caller of the Year.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Who is it? Everybody loves the next great thing.
A rookie. We've got that. We'll give out the hardware for Best Game Show Contestant as well. Power Couple. And so many celebrity couples on the show. But right now, let's get to it. Here we go. It is time for the NBA Pick'em Daily Fantasy. And whoever gets the most fantasy points will be declared the winner. And we'll get to pick first the next day that we do the NBA Pick'em. And leading it off, Koopa Loop, you have the first pick.
Luka Doncic.
Chalk. Go ahead, Roberto.
I go with Joel Embiid.
The board has held. Give me James Harden, the beard. Eddie, the back-to-back.
I will take Nikola Jokic Damian Lillard.
Give me Zion Williamson of my New Orleans Pelicans. Roberto.
I go with, let's see here, give me...
Hurry up!
Nikola Vucevic.
All right, go ahead, Coop, the back-to-back. Hurry up.
I'll go with Rudy Gobert.
All right.
And LaMelo Ball.
All right, Roberto.
Ben Simmons.
All right, Domantas Sabonis of my Indiana Pacers. And with the final pick, bringing up the caboose, Eddie Garcia.
With the winning pick, Zach LaVine.
What numbers do you wear?
I don't know.
What teams he play for?
The Chicago Bulls.
You knew that because you cheat. You looked online for that, but you don't know his number. That's a bad job.